you all for coming. This is the second strategic plan Zoom, and tonight we are going to be heard from Robin Allen, who is chair of our Personal, Professional, Political Development Standing Committee. She will introduce her committee members. The goal of this meeting is to review how they will bring relevancy to existing personal professional development programs and how they will entice our members to become interested. We have a surprise skill set that Robin has. She was, and she'll let you in on that little surprise later. So without further ado, Robin. And I want to thank everybody for coming. I'm Jackie Shellman, your president, and I'm having a ball doing this job. I love it. So, Robin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Robin Allen. I'm chair of the Personal Professional Development Program. Just had a brain freeze. The New York State Women Political Development Program is a mentoring program wherein the candidates will have interacted with peers, developing their advocacy skills, giving the opportunity to practice their networking, interpersonal relationship, interviewing, and public speaking skills. The New York State Women PD competition recognizes the accomplishments of any woman who takes an issue from New York State Women legislative platform or advocacy statement and advocates for that issue. And then we have three other segments. And I'm going to introduce the Athena Society program. I'm going to introduce Sue Mager, who will tell you about the program that she is responsible for. Please welcome Sue Mager.
Thank you, Robin. Everyone, please be clear, it is not the Athena Society. The word society is out of date and derogatory to not just women, but society in general. And I mean all society. So
thank you, Sue. I stand corrected. I'm looking at your paper and still went back to old notes. Sorry.
Okay. That being clear with everyone, I hope. I have a couple of comments. Based on what Robin just said about introducing the whole program, and then I'd like to tell you about my thoughts on the Athena Military Women's Initiative. My thoughts for tonight were that, number one, we should open up discussion on the future of PPD. Could we consider revamping it instead of competition, speeches, yada, 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 into a grant type program, kind of like GLF and CDO, as opposed to a competition program. Now, those are just my bullet points. The second bullet point as part of that would be that we don't do speak-offs. We do a presentation of an award / monetary grant based on something that this committee would rewrite to update the program to be more applicable to today's needs. And we'd have to have a timeline to put a new PPD program together. But those were just three thoughts that I had for tonight. Now, Robin, do you want me to continue with my portion?
Yes.
Because that was just general comments.
Yes.
Okay, for my part. Right now, I have a few goals, and for October, I will do a communicator article with project ideas, which I'll expand on in a little bit. The second one is I will be connecting with Michelle Strait on the Foreverly House project that in the Capital Region. I do know the project is a go. We've already budgeted and approved $100 allocation to them. I just need to find out how they want to receive it. And I guess I have to ask Jackie, do you maybe want a PowerPoint for the fall board, or how do you think we should proceed?
Okay, I am going to be sending out a call to board in the next few days. And one of the things that we're going to ask, I'm going to ask for not only a written report from the board, but an oral report, and not just an addendum to the report that was written, because we know that sometimes folks don't go to the board book. So the folks like you who have put together a program for these strategic plan Zooms, I want you to tell the folks at the board what you've been doing, what you've done. And you will be one of them, and you can put a PowerPoint. Have a PowerPoint. Okay.
My question is, it's not going to be my PowerPoint. Do you want Foreverly House to...
Oh, to come to the board meeting?
Well, not come. I mean, I would never ask anybody to just come to the meeting, but am I equipped to ask her to Zoom in with maybe a PowerPoint on Foreverly House?
Let's do it. Because yeah, I'm asking all of the folks to present. Hang on, Robin's dad's here. I'm asking all of these folks that are presented to present to the rest of the board, and let's do it, because we're gonna have something else a little different at our board meeting. So let's go for it. So when it's your turn, she can Zoom in. I don't know how we do that. We'll work with
we'll
Renee.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Now, will we be prepared then to send her the money that we've already appropriated?
We've already appropriated it. It's already been approved. Yeah. And I don't know why not.
When I speak with her, I have to know all of these little bits and pieces. And that's
okay, that's your plan. And what else are you going to do now?
Okay, my third item is a long-term goal to rewrite the Athena Military Women's Initiative portion of a PPD brochure on the website, etc. Because the material that we have now, and for example, it's a training program, they're outdated. Communities now have veterans training programs. They don't need us for that. And I'd be willing to get that ready probably by the end of the year, but not right now.
Sure. That'd be great. That's a thought. We want to be relevant. Thank you, Sue. Adrian, I didn't have a chance to catch up with you, but are you working on a youth leadership program this year?
We have a place except for one piece, which is the Jeopardy game, which we're going, it's a very difficult meeting once a month trying to get that accomplished. So I've told the members that they need to set some days aside. And we're bringing in some young women to talk to us about the Jeopardy game to get a better idea of a better game. You know, what the content should really entail. We created it, and some of our very brilliant members, like Dr. Judy Pfeiffer, the astrophysicist, said, I don't know the answer to that. How is some 16-year-old going to know? And I said, well, because that's not in your bailiwick. You don't know about rock and roll or whatever the subject was, you know. But so we're bringing in these young people. They're going to meet with us, and we'll come up with a better Jeopardy game. And then we're already talking to the schools here locally to let them tell us when would be the best time for us to approach the schools, because we want to go into each school and do this program. So there are 5 schools in the vicinity circular to us, and that's what we're going to be doing. So when it's ready, we want to share it with the world.
Great. So it is duplicatable. It is something that we can...
So at our last conference, I provided to New York State Women a sample of what it would look like. It starts out with a bagel fest. We have a breaking ice kind of thing. You know, everybody gets to know each other. We bring the president of the local bank in, and he does a budget basics program for about an hour.
Then we have a former mayor, Melina Carnicelli from Auburn. She's created a program called First Amendment, First Vote, which Albany loves. They're sending her everywhere. You know, the Conference of Mayors love it. Kathy Hochul loves it. So that's part of our program. It would be an abbreviated. And it talks about leadership and how women, how young girls can start to get involved in politics, which is so important that we get them some knowledge early on. And then we have a sort of a PowerPoint presentation about a young woman that goes from high school through college and into her married life and the pitfalls of living and the things that she can probably expect to happen in her days. And then we'll end it up with some sort of, you know, small program. We take pictures, we have a little get together and that kind of thing. So we have it all down on paper. And as I say, the only piece that's really missing is the final to the Jeopardy game, which is what we do in the afternoon portion of this. So we run this program from like 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's enough on a Saturday, you know, for young people and for me. So and that's what we're working on.
What are the COVID restrictions where you are?
They must wear masks in school. Okay. And at school, it starts for them tomorrow. My sister is a paraprofessional in Trumansburg, Ithaca area. And she was here today and said that they're all geared up for tomorrow, making sure everybody's going to be wearing their mask going to school. So, or maybe that was today. That might've been today. No, I think it is tomorrow, as a matter of fact, Thursday. Yeah. Most schools around here started on Thursday, correct?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think the teachers all go in and get their stuff together, and then the students come in on the Thursday just for a couple of days. So, but anyways, so we're waiting for the guidance counselors to get back to us when it would be a good time to go into the schools to do these programs.
Great, thank you. Our new careerist manager is Deborah Francis, but she's having technical difficulty.
Renee, she can't seem to connect with the link.
Well, and she needs to get in touch with me or email me back because that's the link everybody else is using.
Okay.
So I will go on to career recognition.
Before you do, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, this question is for Adrienne. The first one is, how does this fit in under the current PPD program? And can we incorporate it into a revamped PPD program? The second one is, are you aware of CDO involvement with youth leadership with the Reality Store and that? So I'm cloudy as to if it's part of PPD youth leadership or if it's a separate program.
Well, I can't answer the first question. I believed it was part of your program, but if it's something separate, somebody needs to mm-hmm. let me know that. I don't know. You know, I'm too new to the game and too new to all of these meetings to know that. And the second question, I mean, we've run our program. We did the Reality Store, I think, 3 times. And by the end, the students were telling us, this is old fashioned. This is not what, you know, we don't want to do this and they don't want to come to it again. So that's why we fashioned the new program that I illustrated when we were at the last conference and that I spoke about today.
I had to leave early, so I didn't catch that. And it's good feedback that the Reality Store program part is outdated. And I guess I have no idea how it fits in with PPD, but I really think it could, if we revamp the program, that could be part of it.
Is that Jackie's hand I see up there?
I applaud you, Adrienne. I think it's a great program. Any way that you can reach your people, that's why we invited you on here. It's a great program. It's working for you. I'm not going to question it. I'm hoping that it's duplicatable and it's something that we can transfer to.
Absolutely.
And it is part of PPD because it's part of the youth leadership program. And just because it isn't what we used to do, isn't what we did yesterday, doesn't mean we can't do it today and we can't do it tomorrow. And right. Yes, we can include the CDO. You work on the details, work out some of the knots in it. And yes, we can certainly envelop and use all of CDO's resources. And the PPD is behind you 100%. We applaud you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was great. It's great. The career recognition program is for those that who have overcome a challenge. The career recognition program is for the women who have overcome a challenge and they have a platform to tell their story in a warm and fuzzy environment, and they get to practice using their voice, being proud of themselves, the encouragement of other women, and yes, they will learn how to write a speech and do a little public speaking and to express themselves, and they will be in a competition. Not everybody gets a trophy just for showing up. Some people want to participate and actually win. And I think that is still relevant for PPD. And I have a unique addition to it. I bring a unique talent to it, and that I am a distinguished Toastmaster. I'm a DTM. What does that mean? It means I've done over 120 speeches. I have volunteered to write and create over 120 speeches, and therefore I received a DTM. So I have been in the past in my position and part of PPD. I have mentored, which is what our program is, mentored people to tell their story, to find their voice, to organize it, compete, achieve the satisfaction of speaking in front of peers and speaking in front of friends and winning surprise. They can win $500, $300, or $200. I still think that is a relative program. And my participation and most of the young women that who have participated is that I've helped them organize their speech, organize their story, find their voice. Patty Pollock loves to talk about PPD. She asked me at a region meeting, "Do you think this is something that I could do?" We encouraged her. She found her voice. She found confidence, and she's gone on to be our treasurer. That is a fabulous success story. We applaud her. It is a challenge to find people who want to do that, but that is what we do. We mentor people, we mentor young women to find their leadership skills.
She is riveting. I could watch Jennifer Aniston watch the paint dry, but I want to dig deep with her.
But you're also going to have...
Oh, you weren't talking to me. That was somebody's phone or TV? Sorry, I thought somebody was asking me a question.
We just had two people join on the phone and I just muted them.
I love it. Oh, I thought I had a question. All right.
I just resent the link to Deborah.
Deborah's not going to be able to get on because she did not register.
Well, I sent her the link to register.
Okay.
So she's having technical difficulties, but Deb Francis is from Sullivan County Chapter. She is their membership chair, and she has agreed to be the new careerist chair. The new careerist chair is someone who has changed careers. They've gone from one industry to another industry. Now, Deb went from an accounting firm to her own accounting company. She is not going to be a participant, but people who change careers would come to our program, talk about the passion and the challenges that they made, the choices that they made to change their career. They'll be able to tell us about it, find their voice, compete, earn some money. And in the meantime, they will be able to communicate and connect with all of our members. Those are some of the programs that are part of PPD. In addition, I have begun interviewing members that I will be featuring. I don't know where they're going to land, if they're going to land in the communicator or if they're going to land in the Nike, but I'm in the process of interviewing people, and I may call on one of you to ask you why you joined New York State Women. Were you mentored? Have you mentored? Were you able to interact your skills and grow from PPD and from New York State Women? So be on the lookout for that. We welcome any questions or remarks about being relevant. In the past, Suit Makers group has done some amazing things. She has an amazing veterans group in her area. We have Tri-County in the Norwich area that has Oxford Veterans Home. I know that they have done, every year they do several things with the veterans there. So in the greater Binghamton and Susquehanna area, there are not so many programs that we can connect with. And so we understand that not every chapter is going to have the opportunity to do what Buffalo and Tri-County can do. But we ask that you look on the website, look up at the programs, or send Deb Francis or Adrian or myself, send us an email, give us a call. Ask us, what can we do for you? How can we help you? We'd love to give away some money at the next conference. Alexandria, do you have any questions, any thoughts for me?
I'm here. No, I mean, how could we get more involved with the Staten Island chapter with what you're doing? Because this is all new to me, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really haven't done much with this. Aline, I don't know if you could speak on this also. You know, maybe I'm missing something, but I'm really not familiar with all of this. So this is a learning experience for me.
Do you have a member that's come out of an abusive relationship, or they lost their home or some disaster, and they're going back to work, or they're starting a new career, or they're starting a new business?
Not anybody I'm aware of. Aline, do you know of anyone?
I'm not coming out of an abusive relationship, but I switched careers in that I was an NYPD detective, and now I own my own community theater.
Well, that's a total switch up.
Yeah.
Career recognition. New careerist. New careerist program.
Mm-hmm.
I would be delighted to help you with my Toastmasters background, help you find your voice, talk about your theater, talk about your passion, and tell the rest of the organization.
Wonderful. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, can I just jump in for a minute?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, we used to do new careerists and career recognition. Fact is, I came into New York State Women because I was asked to be chair of career recognition. They couldn't find one, so they went outside of the organization and I had to become a member. That's what I remember. And I did it for a couple of years, and we did have, you know, we did it the old fashioned way, where we had, you know, like three judges, and we had several people who, you know, would give their speeches and all that good stuff. As I said, it lasted for a few years, and then it kind of went away or died. And we really haven't had anything active in the last, at least 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer.
Well, about 5 years ago, Helen Rico's daughter participated, Elisa Surfas participated. 3 years ago, there was a young woman from Utica Rome and Laura Moore from Greater Binghamton. 2 years ago, Patty Pollack, and I don't know if Patty, actually I don't remember if Patty had competition or not. So it's been working, it's been going on. Do you think it's still relevant today?
No.
I'm not 100% sure. I think for new careerists, I think that can work, because I think a lot of people, especially now after COVID, are changing careers. So it might be easier to find people to do that.
That's Neil has a question. Thing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Neil, go ahead.
Unmute.
Someone ask a question?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. And when you, even when you just said new careers, the career recognition, or where would it fit in? I wondered if you'd consider, combining them. And the reason I'm thinking about it too is you mentioned the political. You mentioned Sue talked about the Athena, Adrian youth leadership. Really sounds wonderful. All of these programs sound really good. If there was a component that, I don't know what you would want to call it, but to combine new careers, career recognition, would make one career-related or work-related program that they could pick the topic that they would fall under and kind of simplify the program. I think that right now I think the program is like 20 pages. There's been comments made over the years, you know, about having to stand at the podium. There's so many restrictions in it. I wondered if it could just be totally simplified, that somebody get up and use their voice and all the things that you talked about before, to use their voice and express, and we get to know members, whoever is up there speaking, we get to know them. But just to make it more user-friendly, I don't know, would you consider kind of combining new careers, career recognition into something that's an umbrella that they could pick the topic that they want to, that fits for them?
Well, I guess they can pick now. They can pick whether they want to participate in new careerist or career recognition. Because career recognition isn't necessarily a change in career. They're just kind of blossoming. And new careerists would be changing a career. So I could look at combining them, but right now they kind of can pick whatever one they fall under, or they have a passion about political, they can speak on political. But there is one thing that I have to say, coming in front of the podium is important for one, for you to project and have your voice heard, and for you to be seen and heard, and for you to be viewed as the leader that we want you to be. You don't have to go be president, but project to be in front of the room.
Sue Megger.
Defer.
Okay.
What'd she say?
Defer. Oh. Anyone else? Okay. We actually have somebody, a couple of people that may yet fall into the political development. They have a couple of people have a passion about a political subject that they would like to speak on. So those candidates might be coming up shortly. I think that would be exciting. A lot of issues to be passionate about right now. Yes, Sue?
And where would they fall? Because they wouldn't fall as part of competition. They would probably just address at conference. And then we have to be careful about the political endorsement of candidates or people. Where would they fall within a competition type thing?
Well, there isn't a competition. They present a 5-minute speech about their theory. Yes. And yes, of course, we would need to filter it, of course. That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. Will we meet with us? Yes, yes, yes. Anything else? Sorry, I'm reading the chat. Somebody's asking me questions in chat.
Read them off for us.
They just wanted to know if they could discuss this further. Absolutely. As I said, it's a mentor program. I have a Toastmasters background, and we are all about mentoring and helping all of our members, anyone who would like to use their voice. So yes, I will be reaching out to you, Alberta. And Alexandria, yes.
You'd be available to any local.
Yes, I'm available to anybody. I'm going to Messina. Great.
Good thing it's not later in the year when you're going to Messina.
I know, that's what I said. I will return the meeting back to our esteemed president, Jackie Shellman.
Thank you, Robin. It's a shame that more of her committee couldn't have attended this evening. So I just want to thank everyone for coming. The next Zoom meeting is on November 10th. Sue Beller, who's chair of advocacy, she and her committee will enlighten us on her committee's activities and how we educate and motivate members to develop their skills on advocacy issues. Of course, we all know one of the charges to that committee, two of the charges to that committee will be to develop, update, make relevant our advocacy statement, and to also develop, make relevant our legislative platform. So that ought to be exciting. I want to thank everyone for their suggestions. Sue, I liked your suggestions about opening it up, maybe not having a competition, maybe no speak off, a monetary grant. I mean, that's thinking outside the box. I appreciate that. That's what we have to do. And not everything can be accomplished at one time. It's evolving. It's a work in motion. What is there as a quote? God's not done with me yet. So we're not done with this yet. Adrienne, youth leadership, you are trying it out in the Lake to Lake area, the Geneva, Seneca Falls, Waterloo. And when you try it out, I certainly want to be in attendance at one of your sessions.
Sure.
To see how it works out. Mm-hmm. Right now, I do not know, because of COVID and because of the school regulations of even the youth leadership program, Reality Store, as we know that we've used over the years. I don't even know if anyone has held that. Does anyone here tonight know if any of the Reality Stores, if the Reality Store has been held anywhere? Probably not, because of the COVID and the school restrictions.
Jackie, we don't do it right in the school. We have companies that offer us conference rooms or facilities, and we bring the students there.
That's good. That's good. You're not restricted. That's good. And Elaine, that's an interesting comment that you made. Because of COVID, Robin or you made the comment, because of COVID, we would see a lot of people with a new career, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. That's a good comment. Thank you. I hope that everyone that's here tonight, if Robin reaches out to you for some help in rewriting if necessary, or helping her in her work, I hope that you all will step up and say yes. That's the only way we're going to move this organization ahead. So without further ado, again, I want to thank you all for coming. We'll see you on November 10th, but before then, we'll see you in October.
This weekend, I'll be sending out the call to board meeting, and we've got some surprises in store for you at the board meeting. And Sue, as far as the check, you'll have to check with Patty. She's our state treasurer to figure out those finer details. And we'll work with Renee on how we zoom in the Everly House when you give your report, okay? All right, thank you, everybody.